They are excellent. They are surpassingly excellent. Excellent. And that is worth something. Rather like to take an analogy. If we think of Ty Cobb and Babe Ruth from the past, two of the greatest, if not the two greatest, players of the first 50 years of modern baseball, neither one was flawless. And we know that Ty Cobb had pretty much every vice of the spirit you can have, and Babe Ruth had pretty much every vice of the flesh you can have. But still, they were great players. Still, doesn't make any difference in that sense. They were great. Achieving greatness is an end in itself for the Greeks. And it is for us too, because we try to be successful. We try to be well thought of. We try to do well for ourselves. We try to gain the admiration of people. There is no commandment that says, try as hard as you can to make the most of your abilities. There's no commandment in any Greek scripture or in the Hebrew scripture to be as strong, as good-looking, as able, as successful as possible. There's no command like that. But that's what we do, and I would venture to guess that we, like the Greeks, devote, certainly by time and maybe by commitment, a lot more time and energy pursuing those goals than we do pursuing the goals of righteousness and compassion. And not only that, most of the time, we value them more. I hate to say it, but we know it's true. The St. Francises of the world are valued, but for everyone who is seriously trying to be St. Francis, we've got dozens who are trying to be, oh, I don't know, Bill Gates, let's say. Dozens. That's Greek. The Greeks are about individual achievement. And not only are they about individual achievement, they're about the reputation for individual achievement. And that comes in various ways. Arete, instantaneously, in and of itself, if it's really there, if it's really manifested, generates what the Greeks would have called kleos, praise, fame. Wow, did you see that? That's kleos at the moment of birth, right there. Holy crap, wow, man, that is kleos right there. Whew. It's not verbal, it takes your breath away. And the result is kleos. That's what Achilles has in spades. But then there is another kind of reputation, which is the reflection not so much or certainly not so directly of ability as it is of position. If, for instance, let us say, Prince Charles of England and Michael Jordan walked into the room simultaneously, we would be interested to see both of them, but for quite different reasons. Prince Charles because of his position in society, Michael Jordan because of who he is and what he does. One has time, one has arete. They both have kleos. But kleos of a different flavor. And achieving that whole complex of things and the physical, tangible symbols of it, pretty women, and in the world of Homer, tripods of all things, common gift, racehorses, nifty armor, all that kind of tangible stuff in our world, jaguars, houses in the Hamptons, lots of good foreign trips, nice clothes, or even cooler than nice clothes, clothes that reveal that you could have clothes as nice as you wanted, but you're too cool to care about things, and so you don't quite dress there. All of that kind of stuff is the pursuit of kleos. And the Greeks were much more unabashed about it than we were. It's straight up, straightforward, and straight on for them, because it doesn't have the checks that we have in our culture to that kind of ethic, which come from Hebrew culture.